There is no description in the Gospels of the moment of resurrection itself. We are left to imagine it. Most early Christian art depicts the resurrection after it happens in accordance with this, often in imagery borrowed from the Roman Empire. The risen Christ stands holding a Kyro, the first few letters of Jesus' name, as a standard, a sort of a flag of victory in battle. Sometimes it's simply a cross, and he holds it like a standard after winning a long battle. And if you were raised in the Western Christian tradition, something like this might be your image of Jesus' resurrection. Christ alone, resplendent, victorious, with one leg stepping out of his casket. However, there are other traditions that open onto different worlds. Some of those traditions are visible within the ones that we think we know, but they're just below the surface. Matthew tells us that the guards witness something, but they are bribed to lie, to say that the disciples came and took the body while they were sleeping. Then there are some writings that didn't actually make it into our official scriptures, but were widely in circulation in the early church. The Gospel of Peter says that the guards actually saw the resurrection itself, and this tradition survives in some early art. The guards see the tomb bursting open from the inside, and rays of light hit the guards, and they are thrown back, covering their faces against an explosion of light coming at them from inside the tomb. There are other places where we read strange things. Matthew again. The tombs were also opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After Jesus' resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. We may not know quite what to do with this. It sounds a bit like, to our modern ears, a zombie apocalypse. And yet the Gospel of Nicodemus, again, didn't make it into our official scriptures, but widely circulated in the early church. The Gospel of Nicodemus says something similar. What the early Christians are trying to tell us is that something else happens as Jesus rises. An astonishing thing. All the dead are raised with Jesus. We mention Christ's descent among the dead in the Apostles' Creed, the earliest creed of the church. And that comes to be called the harrowing of hell. You may have heard of that doctrine. We have not put it, however, at the center of Easter in the West. Maybe we should. A journalist might say that we have buried the lead. Paul writes, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Paul grasps this, that Christ is the second Adam who reverses the fall, undoing death for all people everywhere. There are, in fact, places in Paul's letters where translation has been biased, because translators, like all of us, can see what they expect to see. Where Paul writes that Jesus is revealed to be the Son of God by his own resurrection from the dead, the Greek should be translated by the resurrection of the dead ones. So the proof of Christ's divinity shifts from being Christ being raised from the dead to Christ raising the dead ones. And these phrases recur in Romans and Corinthians, not just once in Paul, but repeatedly. This is a twist, a shift in our usual understanding. Jesus raising all the dead is the resurrection event. This is the vision of resurrection that the East never lost. And if you want to learn a little bit more about this, I heartily recommend John Dominic Crossan's new book, Resurrecting Easter. In the Eastern churches, resurrection, the word for resurrection is anastasis. Anastasis means uprising, literally from the Greek, uprising. Uprising from Hades, the place of all the dead. Before there was a doctrine of hell as a place of torment, it was simply Hades, a place of unconsciousness in Greco-Roman mythology. Hades is dark and confined and below ground. In the Anastasis, Jesus goes down to Hades, takes Adam and Eve's hands in his own, and leads them out of captivity. In some images, Adam is being helped up from a kneeling, subservient posture, and usually stepping out of his own casket. Jesus makes humanity stand upright again, raising us to his own immortality and freedom and our dignity, restoring our original image and likeness to God. The uprising is a universal resurrection. It is our uprising. All humanity is liberated from dark prisons and unconsciousness by Jesus. To make this extra clear, in later images of resurrection, the Anastasis, Christ is looking out at us, the viewer, as he pulls Adam and Eve from their graves, as if to say to us, not simply, this is for you, but this is you. This is you rising from your own grave. To see a marvelous representation of this very theme, the Anastasis, I invite you after the service, if you have a moment, to take a look at the wonderful icon in the chapel behind the main altar area. A family member once asked me, maybe I can believe in the resurrection of Jesus, but does that mean me too? This is what happens when we focus almost entirely on the resurrection of Jesus. We can see it's about Jesus rising from the grave, but we don't necessarily make that connection with us, with our life and death and rising. Anastasis means exactly that, you too. Some ancient manuscripts of the great Easter hymn that we sang last night at the first Eucharist of Easter, the Exultet, the hymn is called, some manuscripts of that from 1,000, 1,500 years ago show the resurrection taking place in the same church where the service is happening, in real time, not in Jerusalem at the site of Jesus' tomb, but in the church you are in now. Time with God is always now. Resurrection, uprising, is happening now. Perhaps we should say happy uprising instead of happy Easter today. Little children understand the joy of Easter in Easter egg hunts and the Easter bunny. God delights in all our joys at every age. But let us remember that the deepest joy of this day is as grown up as it gets, our own uprising from our own grave. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Jesus' resurrection and yours and mine are inseparable. Alleluia. Amen.